Chapter 5. SOS. All too soon the evening came. It got colder and colder, so Sarah got out their waterproof jackets and trousers from their bags.
"Let's put these on to keep warm," she said.
Simon quickly pulled on his jacket and trousers, while Sarah helped Dad put on his jacket. He couldn't put his waterproof trousers on because he couldn't move his leg. His ankle was very swollen now. He looked so cold.
"I'll find some branches to make a splint for your ankle," said Simon. "It will stop it hurting so much." "Bring some extra wood," said Sarah. "I'll use it to make a fire to keep us warm."
"Be careful, Simon," warned Dad. "Make sure you don't slip and fall. The ground is very wet. I don't want you to get hurt. It's very dangerous." Simon went off to look for some wood. In a few minutes, he was back with his arms full of branches.
"Oh, where did you get all those branches from?" asked Dad in surprise.
"A tree has fallen down along the path, so there's plenty of wood for us," Simon explained.
He handed some wood to Sarah. While Simon made the splint for Dad's ankle, Sarah built a fire. It took a little while because the wood was damp, but soon a small flame burned brightly.
"Let's see if there is any coffee left," said Sarah. "That will help to warm us up."
She got the flasks out of the bags, but Dad's flask was broken and Simon's flask was empty. They had drunk all Simon's coffee at lunchtime. Luckily, they still had Sarah's flask, and hers was full. She gave everyone a drink of hot coffee and handed out some chocolate. After they had eaten and drunk their coffee, Dad, Simon, and Sarah cheered up a bit.
"I'm sure the people at the hostel will realize that we are missing soon," said Dad. "Someone will look at the book and see that we were due back a long time ago. Then they will raise the alarm and someone will come to rescue us."
"Yes," agreed Sarah. "We will be back home and dry in no time."
Dad and Sarah cheered up at this thought, but Simon looked very worried.
"Oh, I don't think they will come looking for us," sighed Simon miserably.
Dad and Sarah stared at him in surprise.
"Why not?" asked Sarah.
"You did write down where we were going when we left and the time we were due to come back, didn't you, Simon?" asked Dad.
"I was so busy checking I had my rope and torches in my bag that I forgot to write anything in the book at all. I'm so sorry," he said.
Simon was so sorry that he had let his family down. He only had one job to do, and he hadn't done it. Sarah looked at her brother. He looked so upset that she couldn't be angry. She gave him a big hug instead.
"Don't worry, Simon. It will be all right," she said.
Suddenly, Dad cried out,
"Shh! Listen! I can hear something, and it's coming this way."
Sarah and Simon listened as hard as they could. In the distance, they heard the sound of an engine.
"It's a helicopter!" cried Dad.
"Mr. Clark, the manager, must have sent out a helicopter to search for us."
"We're going to be saved!"
yelled Sarah, jumping up in excitement.
"Quick!" shouted Dad. "Simon, put some more sticks on the fire. Sarah, jump up and down and wave your arms about to attract the pilot's attention."
"Right, Dad,"
replied Simon. He grabbed for some sticks and threw them on the fire to boost the flames. But the wood was too damp. It hissed and crackled noisily. Small wisps of smoke curled up from it, and it quickly died out.
"Oh, no! There's no fire for the pilot to see,"
cried Simon.
"I must get it burning again."
He flapped his hands and blew on the fire to relight it. but it was no use. It had burned out completely. Meanwhile, Sarah jumped up and down and waved her arms about in the air.
Help! Help!
She shouted as loudly as she could. The helicopter came closer and closer. Then suddenly it turned away and flew down the mountainside again.
Oh, no!
Cried Sarah.
He didn't see us.
I'm sure it will be back, replied Simon. It may have flown back to get more fuel. If it does come back, we'll make sure the pilot sees us.
But how?
Asked Sarah. Simon looked around him. He noticed that there were lots of large white stones scattered over the path.
I know! We'll make an SOS sign out of these white stones,
he cried.
But how will the helicopter see it?
Asked Sarah.
When we hear the helicopter coming, we'll shine the torches on the stones,
explained Simon.
The pilot will read the message and will rescue us.
Quickly, Simon and Sarah picked up lots of white stones. Carefully, they spelled out the letters S.O.S. on the ground with them. Then they sat down and waited. And waited. After a while, Simon wondered if he had made a mistake. Perhaps the helicopter wasn't coming back after all. Perhaps it had been looking for someone else. At last, they heard a faint noise. It was the helicopter, and it had its searchlights on.
Quick!
Shouted Simon.
Switch on your torch and shine it on the stones!
The helicopter came closer and closer. Its searchlight shone across the top of the mountain, then lower down the mountain where Dad had been trapped earlier. But it didn't shine on the stones.
Help! Help!
Shouted everyone. They waved their arms about in the air, but the pilot didn't hear them. After a few minutes, the helicopter turned away and flew down the mountainside again.
It's no good,
cried Sarah. She sat down on the ground.
The pilot didn't see our sign. I don't think he was even looking for us.
I don't think the people at the hostel know that we are missing,
said Simon. Dad looked at his watch. It was nearly midnight.
Ah. Look, it's too late to do anything more tonight, he sighed. Let's make a shelter and keep as warm as possible. The temperature on the mountain will drop and drop during the night. Let's use our special survival blankets that Dan gave us. We can make a tent with those. That will help to protect us from the cold and keep us warm.
Simon got the survival blankets out of the bags, while Sarah collected some more branches from the fallen tree. Simon propped the branches together to make a frame. Then he and Sarah spread the survival blankets over the top of the frame. They used stones to hold the sides of the tent down.
That's a very good idea, said Dad. The stones will hold the tent down very well. We don't want it to blow away while we are asleep.
They crawled inside the tent. It was warm and dry, and they were glad to get away from the cold air. It was quite a tight squeeze, but that made it much warmer. Dad, Simon, and Sarah hugged each other to keep warm. It was going to be a long night on the mountain. Sarah thought of her warm bed at home and shivered. Simon thought of his favorite hot drink. Everyone was tired and hungry.
Try to get some sleep, said Dad. Tomorrow, we must think of a plan to get some help.
Perhaps Mr. Clark at the hostel will realize we are missing in the morning when we don't go to breakfast,
said Sarah, yawning.
Then he will send out a search party for us.
I'm sure he will, replied Dad.